Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Braves with a nice clutch win last night. Some fun NBA playoff game results as well. Some not so fun NBA news to get to in just a minute. Also, Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes. Talk some Braves with him as we always do on Wednesdays, and we'll wrap things up at 1:40 with an AMA.
Yeah, I mean, the big news is, and we finally got the diagnosis for Steph, which a lot of people kind of figure it's a grade one hamstring. He's going to miss game two.
Yeah,
that's usually
likely
like 10
a week.
Or 12. That's like 10, 12 days.
Yeah.
And it's his first strain of his career, Andy.
Interesting.
Yeah, first strain of his career.
Never played hard before, huh?
Never played that hard, I guess. Yeah. Not the fact that he runs miles on top of miles on top of miles.
Yeah.
And he's 37 years old.
Perfect physical condition.
Yeah. But first strain.
Yeah, no, he's had a lot of ankle stuff, yes. Obviously. I mean, everybody knows that. Clearly, he's dealing with a thumb right now as well, but it hadn't really affected him all that much. He's still been really productive. But it was weird last night. He kind of, you know, I'm sure you've seen the replay. I'm sure everybody's seen the replay because they kept trying to figure out on TNT, like, exactly when and what happened. Hamstrings are weird, man. Like, you just kind of do one slightly herky-jerky motion, whatever, in the wrong way. It could happen at any time, and that's what it was. It looked like it happened on, like, a floater, maybe?
Because he scored.
He scored.
And then
kind of grabbed it.
And was kind of grabbed at and everything.
And then tried to go a couple more possessions and couldn't and had to come out of the game and didn't return to the game. They were up 10 at the time. By the midway through the third quarter, they were up by 23.
Yeah.
So you would have thought that would have been the Timberwolves' green light
to get
it together and come back in that game, and it was not. Just kind of looking at the schedule for that series and the timeline for Steph, seems obvious that he'll miss the game on Thursday at Minnesota. Now, they already won game one, so you get a split, you've taken back home court. Saturday seems unlikely with the one-week prognosis, and then Monday they play again, also at home. So can they go 1-2 without him?
They got this weird thing because they when's game five? Game five
would be Wednesday.
They don't play again until I think Sunday.
That's right.
Because of a WNBA game or something's going to be there. So that could be enough time. But this is what Jimmy can get you one. Now, would you include yesterday as the one?
I don't know. Because it felt like Steph,
you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Would you
I think yesterday was going to happen. Just kind of felt like it was going to happen. Like the Wolves just played bad.
Right.
And again, credit to the Warriors because they play such good defense. But that was just a really weird first half performance from the Wolves. And they tried to chip into it in the second half, but the Warriors were always able to strike back. And sometimes it was Jimmy. Sometimes it was, you know, it was other guys as well. But, I mean, yeah, so say he misses those four games.
Yeah.
Because it's Wednesday now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a week. You go 1-3 in those games, like you're still alive.
Still alive.
And then he comes back for game 6 and 7.
That's a tough ask. That's a tough ask.
That would be at home.
I think Jimmy can get you one.
Okay, so Jimmy gets you one.
Yeah, I think Jimmy gets you one.
Can you sneak one other one?
I don't know because I don't know what the hell Minnesota's adjustment is going to be to this. And the adjustment I'm talking about is what the hell Ant's going to do.
Yeah, well, I think Ant made the adjustment at halftime.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do to try to make Rudy Gobert matter in the series because if they're going to be able to pull him away from the hoop like this, I mean, he can't guard Draymond.
No.
He's not going to be able to have him guard Draymond. And then for whatever reason, they just weren't doing anything with him on offense last night. I know he's not a great offensive player, but you can get the ball down to him and try to, because the size-wise.
Yes, he's bigger than everybody.
They have the same advantage over them as they had over the Lakers, and he exploited them. Like, the best game of his entire life was that game 5 against the Lakers. So they got to find a way to make him matter in the series. Like, the Warriors completely took him out of the game yesterday.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves can't let that happen. Yeah. Well, good plan.
Yeah,
now you got to come up with a plan to get him involved.
But how do you do that? You're going to have to sacrifice something.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sacrifice that. Like, I'm sagging off Dre.
Yeah.
He won't shoot like that again.
Yeah.
You dare him to shoot like that again.
Or let Julius Randle guard him.
Yeah.
Like, Julius Randle guarded LeBron.
He did. But then who you going to put Rudy on?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The rim. I know. That's the thing that the Warriors, that their starting lineup last night is a small lineup.
Yes.
Like, because they went with Steph, Podziemski, Draymond, Jimmy, and was it Buddy Hield in the starting lineup last night too? So
that's what I'm saying. Like, who do you put them on? You just got to put them on Dre and just let Dre shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's basically what it is. Like, Draymond Green scored 16 points in the first half yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty good chance that won't happen again.
And then, you know, if he's trying to take me off the dribble, all I'm going to do is keep backing up. Because Dre ain't got no floater. I seen Dre's floater.
Now, guys like Draymond don't have floaters.
Yeah, I saw his floater. It ain't that good.
Floaters are for finesse guards and Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah.
Those are who floaters are for.
With the lefty.
Draymond doesn't have – he's got too much pride to have a floater.
There's your pride.
I was a big floater guy. I don't want any contact. I don't want to get fouled. Floater and threes.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It's how you keep Rudy on the floor.
Yeah, but right, exactly. But then you also have to find a way, if Rudy's going to be on the floor and they're going to try to take him out and exploit him on defense, then make the Warriors pay for that on the other side of the floor.
Right.
Rudy's 7'3".
Yes.
You know? Like, they don't have anybody. And again, I know he doesn't have, like, post moves or really offensive game.
He didn't have post moves to grab 24 damn rebounds against the Lakers.
All you got to do is catch it high and turn around.
Yeah.
You know? And, what were his numbers last night? What did Rudy – 9 and 11. Can't do that. Got to be better than that. Not only played 26 minutes, but yeah, that's not good. But that's the news. Steph Curry is going to be out for about a week. That game was unexpectedly lopsided in the Warriors' favor. Pacers go up 2-0 last night too. Cavs completely fell apart in the fourth quarter of that game. And both those series now have the symptoms of things in the playoffs that I hate. I hate when this happens. I hate when really good teams have good players hurt. It just makes it less fun.
Because this is the same thing that happened last year.
When trying to figure out how you deal with Steph being out for 3 games sucks. It's not a fun conversation.
I think they were probably going to beat the Knicks anyways last year, but damn, Indiana got lucky at damn again.
Sure.
You know, because we know about the injuries with the Knicks last year. But that's just that ain't their fault. You can take your business.
No, it's not anybody's fault. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away, but it sucks for us.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you wanna see?
I want to watch Steph play against Ant.
Yes.
I want to watch Mobley and Garland play against the Pacers. Like, if the Pacers make the Eastern Conference Finals for 2 years in a row because guys get hurt, great for them.
Right.
Bad for us.
Yeah.
I want to watch stars play.
But right now, you know.
Right now, stars aren't playing.
We talk about the star for Cleveland. He almost got him that one game because they were up to it. They were a big. And they had it rolling and everything. And then it kind of seemed like, Indiana was like, well, we got the one. But for some reason, Cleveland let him back in the game.
It's funny how much this is swinging. This has been true. But, like, obviously it was more glaring than ever on Monday night with the Celtics missing 45 threes. Cavs stopped making threes.
Mm-hmm.
They kept taking them. Stopped making them. I mean, that's really, like, I don't know what – I'm sure there's a stat on this that someone would have. But, like, you go look at who wins the three-point shooting battle in these playoff games, they win the game.
Yep. And that's what
– Pretty much.
And that's what the Celtics are banking. The Celtics are banking it on tonight. We're going to make ours. We're going to make them. Because they're not going to change who they are to buy the Celtics.
No, Celtics might shoot 63s again tonight.
They just banking on
But they'll probably make 22 of them.
Yeah, we're banking on we're going to make them.
Mm-hmm.
We're banking on we're going to make it. And New York's like, well, you know what? Let's wait and see. If we got to concede, we will. But let's just wait and see if they're going to allow us to be in this game and let Jalen Brunson get to the fourth quarter with a 10-point deficit and watch him bring us back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day briefly, and we'll get to Grant McCauley in about 10 minutes. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Verdugo out at second base. And they're going to go ahead and put Austin Riley on here to start the bottom of the 10th.
That's going to make the Big Bear angry.
Liar! Yeah. It's fair! Verdugo's going to come home! And the Big Bear is the big hero tonight!
Base open, I understand the intention to walk, but that is a tough guy to come in that situation to try and get out, and they made him pay.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know. It's 6-1, half a dozen right. The other. I don't want to face Austin Riley either, as hot as he's been. They decide to walk him to get forces at all three bases, and Ozuna makes him pay.
Yeah, I mean,
Braves win.
When I saw the walk, I was like, oh, okay. That motivation, baby. Like, if you're walking to get to Matt Olson.
Right.
Or somebody like that. But, right. I mean, hell of a play by him. We talked earlier already, hell of a play by Michael Harris, who needed that, you know, for the clutch hit right there. Not the Braves' fault that you got a fielding error that was not called an error on the second baseman right. And the outfielder, but they went in there, scored. Oh, I love the aggressiveness from Tui at the corner because it was getting kind of boring and stagnant. And maybe even a player's like falling asleep like, damn.
Yeah,
this is a boring ass damn game. We got to make something happen.
They got
it going, juice going. Chris Sale was unbelievable yesterday. I know he didn't get out of the sixth, but I mean, he was just this dude was throwing gas. And you were talking about that about his was it splitter?
Slider.
Thank you. Talking about his slider and everything like that because that was such a big part of what he did last year when he won the Cy Young Award. But yeah, I was impressed by it. It was like 97. 98. Like,
yeah.
He was going to get it.
Yeah. It looks like the first month of the season or so, he needed to ramp up that velocity. Because that was kind of the
issue.
The issue early was, man, his fastball is kind of sitting around 93. That's weird for Chris Sale, 92, 93. And it's worked its way back up, like you said, to where it was last year. And then he can build off that. He's throwing the slider more, too, because he can set guys up with that fastball. Two straight starts with double-digit strikeouts. Now, the brain. For whatever reason, when he pitches like that, the Braves don't like to score.
No.
They like to...
Oh, we got him. Let's just get two.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, let's get one.
One run's going to win. Yeah. Last night was the first game the Braves won all year where they scored less than 4 runs.
That's crazy.
They were 0-14 in games where they scored less than 4 runs and 15-4 right. in games where they scored more, or 16-4. Yeah, now they're 1-14.
So, love it.
Yeah, just score more than that tonight. Now, Hunter Green is on the mound for the Reds. Hunter Green throws 104 miles an hour.
I mean,
or he has.
That means he gets out the park faster.
I guess. He's coming off a 6-inning, 12-strikeout performance. He's fourth in the National League in strikeouts. He's good.
Yeah.
But he got Grant Holmes on the mound.
And he's even – and he's
– he's also good.
Yeah, plus he's better.
He's not better. But yeah. That's all right.
I'm Kenny Powers!
He does kind of look like Kenny Powers. So we do have that going for us. All right. Grant McCauley is going to join us coming up next. We'll talk some Braves baseball with him after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Grant.
G-Dike!
Let's start with Chris Sale and his back-to-back really good outings. What are you noticing different from Chris Sale over the last couple performances?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of been what we expected to see, what he expected to do, and maybe coming a little bit easier for him because he's gotten some innings under his belt. I think it could be as simple as that. You know, the velocity obviously last night was where it needed to be. I think he's kind of answered the questions about that. Although I was wondering in Colorado for a couple of innings kind of what was going on there. But when your slider's that good and you get the swings and misses that you need, it's not like you have to throw every fastball at max effort. And I don't think anybody's suggesting that he needed to do that. He just kind of wanted to know that it was there when he needed it. And I think he's answered a lot of those questions the last couple of outings.
Damn sure he answered mine last night. Because just like you said, Greg, to me, it just seemed like he wanted to make an emphasis that that gas is still there, man. Because, I mean, he was putting it in there. Talk about the other guys. We were having fun, you know, with Grant Holmes and also A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, the kid had an outstanding outing the other day. As far as, you know, we always talk about because he has those options and everything that, you know, they kind of take advantage of that. But there's no way in hell right now. I mean, Grant, even because he's still young, if he does have a bad outing, he still earned that right to be up here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I felt that way pretty much from jump. And it was one of the people who was a little bit surprised that they made the decision to option him instead of Bryce Elder. Because, again, they both have options. So why did it end up being? But, you know, sometimes these things work themselves out, and Bryce Elder has pitched very well the last three starts. He's been part of this as well. But I think A.J. Smith-Shawver, there's just always been that extra level that he can get to because of the arm talent that he has. And we saw that in his start against Cincinnati on Monday. And I think he answered a lot of questions, again, to use that phrase, about, okay, how's he going to be feeling after the liner? Where's the next step for him? Is he going to reach the next level? He just showed you again. It's in there. He's capable of it. The arm talent is there, and he's just going to continue to, I think, develop and benefit from exactly what you just said, Randy, and that's doing it every fifth day. There is no substitute for experience. That's what a pitcher like that needs, and I'm hoping he's going to be able to kind of exercise that muscle, if you will. Because, I mean, yeah, physically he's got all the tools, but mentally, does he learn the game and does he learn the things he needs to do to adjust and to find and consistently reach that next level? That's the true next step of his development. And the Braves need it, let's be honest. They don't have Ronaldo Lopez anytime soon. Right. They don't have Spencer Strider right now. A.J. Smith-Shawver is certainly part of the answers. And by the way, the last nine, I believe, games for this pitching staff overall, sub-3 ERA. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the offense has been a little bit quiet, too, but the pitching staff is doing its job, and it's, I think, starting with the rotation.
Since you mentioned him, I mean, we're gonna get to as much of it as we can, and we're going to talk about this anyway, but what do we know about Strider? I know they showed some video of him playing long toss, and is there any kind of timeline at all? And then also on Acuna and his rehab assignment.
No, I mean, I can keep it pretty brief on both of them. I mean, it's with Strider, he is obviously closer, I think, than Acuna is because that timeline, we're really not going to know it until he goes out on the rehab assignment, and that creates a three-week window in which he's got to be back within 3 weeks. Could it be 2 weeks? Could it be 10 days? Maybe. I don't know. We'll kind of see how they do it, but they're going to take their time with him. But with Strider, it's really going to be, can he get off the mound and feel comfortable? Throwing long toss, though, is meaningful because you have to put more effort into that than just flat ground throwing from 75 feet. So I think he's making progress. Is it another 5 days? Is it another week? Does he need a rehab start to just kind of hit reset and get him back where he was? Those are the questions the Braves will have to answer, I think, in the next 6-7 days.
What about who stays up and goes down when that happens, Grant?
I mean, it's kind of been a moving target. Right. I mean, if you've got options, you could go. So maybe you kind of find out who is pitching the best at that time and you, quote unquote, ride the hot hand. Right. Maybe you figure out that six starters right now makes more sense than that extra reliever and you trim from there. And that could be just part of that roster math that the Braves need to solve at that time. Because I talked about this with Brian Snitker way back at the winter meetings. I said, last couple of years, the extra day's rest, and particularly for Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez last year, seemed to be beneficial.
Yeah.
Might that also benefit Spencer Strider as he's kind of getting acclimated in this year after missing an entire season with elbow surgery? And he said, look, that's worked for us. And that's definitely one of the things that we're thinking about and looking at as we make these decisions about how we deploy our starting pitchers.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking Braves baseball every single Wednesday. Grant is the 92.9 The Game Atlanta Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. We'll get to the player that hit the ball in just a minute, because it was great to see Michael Harris come through in that moment. But when they sent Stuart Fairchild, what was going through? Can you slow it down? Like, did you have a slow motion reaction to it, or what was your reaction in real time when you saw that they were sending him and where the ball was?
Well, I thought it was going to be a bit of a mess. And then kind of, you know, looking at it in hindsight, I guess Matt Tuiasosopo kind of read the language maybe of how the Reds were fielding it, and maybe the lack of urgency and the fact that that throw even went to second base. But, you know, I posted this on X last night when it happened. Look, they got saved by some hesitation there, but they also pressed the issue and it created that opportunity to score. So, you know, sometimes, as the saying goes, it's better to be lucky than good. And maybe that was one of those times where the Braves just kind of made their own luck.
What about Michael? I mean, because, I mean, that was such a clutch hit. And we're talking about, you know, we were talking last couple weeks ago when they moved him from the leadoff to six. He felt like he found his groove, but kind of went back a little bit in the wrong direction, Grant. Is it something you're seeing in his approach? Or just could be, you know, baseball?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, I think. I mean, his swing decisions have certainly improved over the first 2.5 weeks. I'd have to go back and look at it, but when he struck out 4 times in that game against the Blue Jays at the end of that road trip, when Spencer Strider came back and made his first and only start of the year, he just kind of felt like, man, it can't get much worse than this, right? I mean, he seems like he's lost. And then since that time, and whatever that is, 2.5, 3-ish weeks, I think he struck out 5 total times. So he's making more contact, but he's also a guy that I feel like is aggressive, is looking for something to do damage on. He doesn't necessarily draw the kind of walks that I think would be beneficial for him. But some of that may have to do with just comfort, and also something that the Braves have been suffering from for a while in a lot of different ways is guys are just trying to do everything they can every at bat. And I just don't think you can go up there and play that way all the time. Of course, it's not a switch that you can just turn off. It's not like, oh, I'm going to become less competitive here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make the pitcher make a mistake. I mean, those guys are good too. They have a say in it. So I think it's just finding that comfortability in the box, and also the swing decisions that he's making. As those improve, we can still see the Michael Harris who went on an absolute heater the last 2 months of last year and who was dynamite from June on in 2023. He is that good, but he does have some valleys that go along with the peaks in his game. And I think once he finds the way to get to that consistency, that's when I think you see Michael Harris become one of the stars of this game.
I think I remember this correctly. It was the World Series year where they didn't have an above 500 record until August at some point. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a win tonight would be get them back to 500 after that horrible 0-7 start. How much do they think about that? Like, how much does that number matter to those guys in there?
It's something that, yes, they want to get there, but it's like, you know, when you're on a long trip and you're like, okay, I know I've made progress when I get to this stop. I'm going to get off this exit. We're going to get gas. I like this restaurant. It's like that, I think, for them, because look, it's 6 months of a baseball season. It's early until it's not, I guess, is kind of one of the things that you could say about it. And to me, Memorial Day is really that first big checkpoint where you're going to look around and say, all right, we're about a third of the way through the season. What do we have here? What do we not have? And how do we change it leading up to the All-Star break, basically, to figure out what we're going to need to really finish strong? I think that the Braves are answering some questions right now offensively. I think they're answering some questions more so pitching-wise, but they have shown offensively that they're better than the 0-7 start. Let's put it that way. And obviously you're waiting to get one of the most dynamic players in baseball back at some point in the next 3-4 weeks. So there's a lot, I think, that's there in terms of, you know, things to think about. I don't think they're dwelling on the 0-7 start anymore, most certainly.
Right.
But you got to get to 500 to get to the place where you can advance beyond it and begin to make that climb up the standings. And if you look, the Mets have cooled off a little bit. The Braves aren't really that far back. It's a manageable deficit. They wanted to keep it that way, I think, at least until you got Ronald back and Spencer back and felt like you were more at full strength. And then you can maybe find out what this club is. They didn't do themselves any favors that first week. Everybody knows that. But I think their mentality is beyond that, and understanding that, you know, even Alex Verdugo said this a couple of days ago, knowing this clubhouse the way that he does over the first 3 weeks, he sees the work ethic and the expectation to win and feels like they're going to be able to unlock that and find that, you know, to use the phrase again, next level for this team that we haven't seen yet.
Well, hopefully they get back to 500 tonight. We'd love to see it. Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate it, G-Mike.
You got it.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. I like that phrase. It's early until it's not. Didn't it feel like it got late fast this year?
Yeah.
You start 0-7, it's like, all right, it's not early anymore.
Well,
you dig your way out of it. They'd call it a stat or a fact or whatever. If they win tonight, they're the fastest team to get back to 500 after starting 0-7.
Is that a stat or a fact?
I don't think it's a stat. I don't know.
Who cares?
It's a fact.
It would be a fact.
It would be true.
So that would be a stat.
Yeah. Now, you don't, again, it's not a record you want.
No.
Because that means you had to start 0-7 to do it.
Laugh my butt off.
But if you're going to start 0-7, at least be the fastest team to get back to 500, which they would be if they win today. So hopefully they do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get you an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. What?
No, I was just laughing at Andre 3000 got this piano on his back.
Yeah, he went to the Met Gala with a grand piano on his back. I have to imagine it was a replica, right?
Yes, definitely. It's probably even it's hollow and everything.
I would hope.
Yeah,
it'd be really heavy.
No, Dre ain't that big a brother now.
Yeah.
Dre,
just tire you out walking around.
14. Yeah.
He's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did wear a piano on his back. But that's because he had a piano album coming
out. Yes, and you say you listened to it.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I don't know what either one of them would have to do for me to say that I didn't love it.
I mean, I saw yesterday Big Boy was cooking like you think he'd be throwing down on that gas-ass grill cooking lobsters now?
A lot of lobsters.
A lot of lobsters on gas grill. Think he'd be throwing down and everything.
Looks like a really nice setup, though.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that home is beautiful.
It's really nice.
His home is beautiful. Yeah, but get you some.
How close to here do you think that is?
To what?
That home that we see those videos in, to where we sit right now.
Oh, I don't know.
I bet it's close.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he stays at.
He lives here, I think.
I know he lives in Atlanta. I just don't know in what vicinity he stays in. Yeah, lobsters on a gas grill. Get out of here, man. Come on.
I know. I would never judge. I mean, I made it through the Big Boy posting Oregon football
era. Yeah, yeah.
Because his son played for the Oregon Ducks for a couple years.
Yeah.
So I could make it through anything with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a little judgment sometimes.
Yeah.
Do we post videos of gas grills?
Not nobody I know.
Yeah. Get some charcoal in there, man. I know it takes longer, but you know how to do it. Hey, there's a few phone lines open if you want to get on hold. 404-726-0929. You can call us up and you can ask us anything, but we'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right. Andy, you're going to understand this in a minute, but Randy, I got to lean heavily on you with this because there's a lot that ties to you with this. But in the early 90s, I was in my 20s. So I remember the Florida State team with Bobby Bowden, even Florida with Steve Spurrier. So the podcast with Fred Taylor, Brandon Marsh, and RC, and your teammate Channing, Brandon says he thinks Peter Warrick is the best collegiate college athlete ever. And I remember what Peter Warrick did. My thing is, and what I'm saying to you, Randy, what Reggie Bush did, man, that dude was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to see, like, how you feel about that as far as Peter Warrick. Now, Brandon, a receiver. Peter Warrick was good. But Reggie Bush did a lot to college football. So I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
I love P-Dub. I do. I love Peter Warrick. He was amazing, but he wasn't one of the best college football players. Reggie Bush was one of the best college football players I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
P-Dub was nasty.
I think Peter Warrick needs to be remembered more.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I like that
I agree with
Brandon
that.
Marshall brought his name up in that conversation because he was insane.
P-Dub was so good.
He was insane at Florida State.
Reggie was just different.
Yeah, it was just different.
Different type vibe.
And there's no disrespect to anybody else, but Reggie Bush, and you know, how many people have I seen getting older but not that old? He's the best college football player I've ever seen in person.
He was unbelievable.
He was
unreal.
But it was like cheating.
Yeah, but I understand I understand the P-Dub love because he was, I mean, everybody, I mean, you just go back to the national championship and everything like that.
Incredible.
But he's freaking incredible.
He's incredible.
But I don't think they talk about him a lot.
No, I think he doesn't get the love that he probably deserves, and I don't know why, but I don't think he does. But yeah, it also comes down to different people are going to have, maybe Brandon was more specifically focused on that team at that time. Fans are going to have an allegiance to their guys and whatever. I don't know, but when you start talking about the greatest college football player,
one of the best I've ever seen.
Because you're talking about careers, right?
Yes.
I mean,
Reggie's one of the best I've ever seen.
CeCe is in Atlanta. Hey, CeCe.
Hi, guys. I have a question about baseball broadcast. Right. You know, we've always had on the screen balls and strikes, outs, number of pitches, speed of pitch, and now lately they are showing us type of pitch. It says four seam or slider.
Right.
How do they do that?
That's a great question.
That is a great CeCe. Damn question, CeCe.
Yeah, whose job is that? And how accurate are they? Bo knows.
So you know that's mostly done electronically.
Okay.
Electronically, like.
So have you seen, the technology that they use in the TGL, where they can see how far a golf ball is going to go based on how hard it was hit and how much it's spinning.
Right. Mm.
So there are computers that look at the pitches, the directions that they're spinning and the movement that they make, along with the speed, and they guess the pitch. Most of the time they are right, but they're not 100%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, CeCe. Plus,
that's a great question.
A lot of breaking balls are starting to become, you know, like sweepers and sliders.
Yeah,
they're just getting renamed.
Sweeper a lot.
Yeah, it's a slider.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because it was a slider
curve.
Cutter, and at first they called it a slutter.
Remember that? Yes.
And they were like, we can't call it that.
Yes. Breaking ball.
Yes.
Yeah, I did wonder that, though, because I was like, is that somebody's job?
I'm so curious.
Because that's a lot of pressure if they're wrong.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
I also do like it. Like, it's cool when you see a pitch come in. And kind of, you can usually tell a fastball or a changeup or whatever, but like if you see a pitch come in and it's coming in hot, but it moves a bunch, it's like, what are they calling that? Okay. Chris Sale's throwing, obviously he throws a lot of sliders, but that was a slider. Like I enjoy it. I think it adds to the broadcast a little bit. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas? I got two questions for y'all today. So on a rainy day, it's supposed to rain until next Wednesday. What is y'all go to, like a perfect rainy day? What is it like at the house? What you prefer to do? Question two, at this stage in my life, I feel like I'm kind of over the fast food. Like, I get it in a pinch, but I'm more of like, give me a plate of food, yes, and I'll be perfectly fine. Like, yes. I'm picky yes, with that. Yes. I'm hurrying my butt off to get to the Subway, to the sub place to get this Philly cheesesteak. What kind of subs do you guys do if you guys are doing the whole sub thing?
I do like a pub sub.
I am such a always the same thing when I get, because I don't eat a lot of subs, so when I eat it, I know what I want. I'm an Italian sub all day and all night.
Yeah, I love a pub sub.
Give me a sub. Give me an Italian. Whenever I get them.
Really,
give
any of the ones they make.
Give me the Italian.
The Italian sub.
Give me the Italian.
I wish I could remember the name of the deli. I can't. If my wife's listening, she'll text me. But we ordered a sandwich platter for my brother's party on Saturday, mm-hmm, the wedding shower that we threw him. And it was all, they were all made on croissants.
Lovely.
I don't do that very much, but boy, what a treat.
Lovely.
What a
sounds good.
Very, very good way to eat a sandwich.
Sounds good.
What was the other one?
What do you like doing right now?
I like to turn on some real sad music and draw the blinds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Get in there and really just get bummed out.
Get me a good
get everybody sad.
I'm all about nothing. All about nothing.
Yeah, like, it's not that different, really. Yeah. Like, I mean, guests can't play in the backyard or go across the street and go to the park or whatever.
I'm all about nothing on rainy days.
Just a couple of rain beers.
Yeah. I mean, if it gets, like, real stormy, like, if there's, lightning, thunder, whatever, bad rain rolling in, we like to sit on the porch and watch it.
There you go.
Fun watch a storm roll in, family. But, yeah, if it's the only thing that's hard is then Boone's just furious.
Yes, because he can't go outside. Because
he can't go outside and get all the energy out that he needs to get out. Mm-mm. So it's like, well, nothing I can do for you. And if it's going to rain 5 or 6 days in a row, it's like,
you can't go out there.
You're going to have to suck it up, man. Either that or I'm going to pop a couple Benadryl into this treat and see if we can knock you out for a little while.
They gotta go to sleep.
Ozzy is in Decatur. Hey, Ozzy.
What's going on, guys? Love the show.
Love you, Ozzy.
Quick question, man. I got one on the way, at least I thought, went to an ultrasound, and there are two babies in there, man.
Oh,
so when's the last time you got more than what you bargained for?
What a great question.
Is that another leg?
Oh,
wow.
Man. I can't even imagine.
I could never imagine that
right
there.
Can't even imagine.
I said, what if you got what?
When's the last time you got more than you bargained for? And I can't think of an extreme example like that.
I can't think of that like that. Hell no. Oh, man. I think
on Sunday after I won the championship and got the trophy and won the long drive and got my prize for that, then to also win the raffle, it felt a little...
I felt a little fate.
It just felt like a little greedy almost at that point. I was like, how much winning can one man do, you know? And so I think I did get a little more than I bargained for that day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the winning that I could control, you don't feel bad about that. You went out there and you did it. But then to also win the raffle on top of doing all the other
things. Were you feeling bad?
No, I didn't feel bad, but I was just like a little bashful. Because like I had to ask somebody to hold my trophy so I could go up there and get my next prize that I had won. Because I didn't have enough hands.
Right.
You know, I got a beer in this hand and my gift certificate and the winnings money that I got. And then my other trophy, and then they called my name, and I was like, God, guys, you mind? You hold that real quick? I got to go get my other thing. So I got more than I bargained for this weekend in that sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But what can you do?
Nothing at all.
I earned it. James is in Douglasville. Hey, James.
Hey, how you guys going today, man?
Hey, James.
That's good. That's good. Well, hey, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys ever since I moved here about 3 years ago. But I just had to get humbled yesterday. I think it was like last week or so. Somebody called in, was talking about the cool ways that they open beers and everything, and you guys were just saying like, well, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I know you guys said like, hey, when you try to open it up on a table and you bust a glass open or something like that, I'm like, man, you gotta do better. So yesterday, I'm cleaning out my garage, I get me a beer, pop it on the table, it breaks. So you got you kind of pummeled me really good then.
Hey, man.
It happens.
It happens. It happens, James.
Thanks thanks for listening.
Appreciate you, man.
We do say, don't try this at home.
Yeah, no.
You know, everything we talk about, it's not always a good idea.
It ain't, man. Don't get left. There's no space in our homes.
When you do that, when you try to open a beer with a table and the bottle breaks,
right?
What do you do with the beer that's in it?
Drink it.
Right? Mm-hmm. You pour it into something else.
Hope there's no glass fell in it. Hope there's no glass.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste the whole beer.
Hell yeah. Hope there's no glass that fell in it.
Then, yeah.
You know.
Me too. There's probably some people that just they chalk that beer up as a loss. What's a little glass shard in the throat going to do anyway?
Nothing, really. It's just all about how.
You're really going to enjoy the new Final Destination Bloodlines when it comes out then.
Oh, is there one of those in there?
You know, he's not watching it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
The trailer. I'm not spoiling it. The trailer has like a guy drinking what looks like ice, but it's glass. And
oh, I did see that in the preview. Yeah.
They are so psyched to see that.
Oh, they are?
Oh, that is them two thing, man.
Huh. I didn't know they were still making Final Destinations.
Dude, Andy,
it's the last one.
I guess it wasn't the Final Destination.
Because Old Boy's dead.
Isn't everyone?
No, like in
real
life. I watched
the first one. In real life.
Yeah,
wow,
real life, the brother's finally dead.
I watched the first one where the log fell out. Yeah,
I've seen the first three of them.
One at the NASCAR race. I think that was
five.
No,
I've seen
that.
I only seen the first three ones.
Jeez, how many are there?
Which one's
there is enough to have a top 25 ranking of Final Destination deaths.
It wasn't even next to last destination.
Yeah.
It was like the first stop.
How did he come back after the first one?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Adam is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hello, Adam.
All right. Before I ask my question, I got to put a disclaimer on this. I never would have come into my mind, but I got to blame Chipper Jones.
Okay.
This is for Randy.
Okay.
So Chipper was talking on a podcast or something, and he said that during his rookie year, he hit a home run and was in the showers.
Yeah.
And when Maddox was like real close to him talking. And he said it was kind of weird because everybody was laughing. And when he turned around, there's Eddie peeing on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so the rumor was true that rookies get peed on in the shower.
Uh-huh.
So it got me thinking, Randy, did that happen in college NFL? Did you pee on someone someone pee on you?
No, let me tell you something. I don't mess with Greg Maddox because of that.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell somebody's going to pee on somebody. The only pee story I have was Hines Ward. Told us to pee on our feet because that cured athlete's foot.
Right. He gave us the option to pee on our feet.
Hey,
this is what I do. You should.
Yeah. Ain't nobody ever. And I'm telling you, I ain't never heard. Like, some of the stuff that I hear, like, with players and that nasses, I ain't never heard that done to nobody. I've never done it, and I would never, ever do that to somebody.
Very gross.
But if you peed on me, I don't understand what's funny about letting another man pee on you. Like, I don't have that kind of sense of humor. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You know what kind of sense of humor
I
have?
I don't have that kind of sense of humor.
My sense of humor is I really like when people tell you stories about it.
Yeah.
Because your reaction to Greg Maddox being on people, that's what I find funny.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to figure out what's key about it. I just don't get it.
It's gross.
I don't understand that stuff.
That's why I don't mess with.
I think Greg Maddox is one of the best of all time, but I'm not a fan of his anymore.
Right, it's hard to vote.
How do you not whip his ass?
Maybe he did. I don't know. We don't know that part of the story.
Maybe he did. Another man pee on you.
I've only been peed on by two people.
Oh God! And I swear to you, that first one, I couldn't have cried anymore.
Well, and one dog.
Yeah, that might have been
two people and one dog.
That still to this day is one of the funniest stories ever because your face when you told that story.
I still can't believe it because Lily and Jack have excuses. They were tiny babies.
Yes.
Lily peed on me on the beach because she didn't have a swim diaper on. Yeah. I was holding her. And Jack's a boy, with, you know.
Yeah, they get you.
They get you every once in a while. Boone was old enough to know better.
Dude.
He was way past puppy at that point. And we were waiting to take family photos. We were at the park waiting to take family photos, and I looked down and my leg was all wet, and he was peeing on me. Dude, I was furious.
I fell out the
damn, Greg Maddox of dogs.
I fell out the damn chair laughing when you told me that damn story.
Oh, what a jerk. All right, not you, Boone. I can't believe Boone did that.
But no, yeah.
Outrageous.
I don't get that outrageous part where we keep kidding about people peeing on you. People. I don't get it.
All right, Abe, we got it. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy said you're allowed to touch it.
What did I say?
You're allowed to touch it. And I found out what a Yeti really is.
Yeah.
It's not a cup.
Well, there's a couple of things. Randy doesn't need elbows.
No.
Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to be back very soon. He just has to exercise his muscle first.
Yes.
And we've seen a lot of tight backsides in the NBA playoffs so far. And boulevards, where the classy hookers are.
Yeah, man. So I think about boulevard. Up on the boulevard. Where's she at? Up on the boulevard.
That's right. Yeti, more than just a cooler that hot chicks sit on.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.